This will be Old Habits, Similar Patterns by Elizabeth Nonnemaker. If you say you can play both guitar parts simultaneously for what you've written, then we're just all gonna bang and go home. Now, we've had two composers who, you know, have just said that they can basically play with what they wrote. And pretty impressive stuff. So I'm half expecting for you to tell me that you can play both parts simultaneously.
I can't even play one.
So the guitar's new for you then?
Yes. Yeah. Well, it's new to write for classical guitar. Okay. I can play basically like camp songs on the guitar. I taught myself a couple chords when I was in middle school, so I can hold the guitar and I can compose the piece on the guitar, so I can finger the chords and things like that. But I can't. It doesn't, like, I can read tab a little bit, but I don't actually. The guitar isn't my instrument, so this was a new experience.
Is it new? I mean, obviously new writing for it, but is it also new just in terms of thinking, in terms of sound?
Yes, yeah, very much. A lot of the pieces that I have written up until this point, that what I was focusing on was harmony, and specifically how you can mix different timbres of instruments to create colors and that. Like, I really enjoy that process, so to have two instruments that are the same and that don't sound like they don't speak like a lot of the other instruments that I've written for, like strings or winds or something like that. That was a new experience. So I was trying to basically explore blocks of sound that I hadn't worked with before, whether that was through a percussive medium or if I could get the same kind of like blossom of sound from both of the guitars strumming simultaneously. So there's a section of the piece where both of them have these chords that are treated back and forth, where I was trying to get that kind of like tower effect that another ensemble might be able to do a little bit more idiomatically.
Right. This may seem like a funny question, so if you just want to pass on, feel free to do so. When, and I think you already sort of alluded to this though, when writing for two guitars, were you thinking of it as two guitars, two musicians playing off of, interacting, combining with one another, or were you seeing it, the two guitars, sort of like as one instrument, four hands?
It was very much.
That's maybe an unfair question.
Well, no, I think it's fair because, like, there's piano music that's written as if it were one piano and just two people are playing
right.
The same instrument. But I was definitely not thinking of it that way. And this might be answering another question that you might have had, but I was thinking of flamenco music when I was writing this, and the piece is not flamenco at all, but the basic underlying idea that I was trying to bring into my piece is that there was a bass rhythmic pattern in the music, and then the other instrument kind of plays off of that, and they each kind of like trip each other up in terms of the rhythm. Mm-hmm. So it was very much a back and forth type of relationship that I was going for.
Okay, very good. And yeah, that exactly answers.
Yeah.
Is there significance to the title?
Sort of, yes. Well, the idea of there being an underlying rhythm is a pattern, mm-hmm. and then the idea that rhythm gets broken up by the other instrument and gets tripped over. So there's that idea of breaking a pattern and a habit, and if that is even possible when you're either playing an instrument or in any other realm, like, or do you just fall into the same habits and patterns that have already been set up? So that's not like an extra musical comment on other things, it's more just like an experimental study in the music itself. Like, if I set up a pattern, can I make music off of the pattern that's already been established?
Did you listen to flamenco music when you were writing this?
Yes. Yeah. Just a whole bunch. Don't ask me any names.
No,
just
okay.
A lot.
That's okay. No, that's again, I was talking to with Scott. Some people when they're writing for sort of a newer medium will just bury themselves in, and then others will just avoid it entirely for fear of sort of having ideas from someone else creep in. But it sounds here like you were taking the instrument from another genre, mm-hmm. so kind of getting the texture of the instrument, but not the content. I'm sort of following.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
That was pretty much it. And that even, I think in the piece is basically two sections where the first part is percussive and then the second part, it's very lyrical.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of off of the same idea of, can you avoid a pattern that you've already set up? And if you're immersed in a genre, can you actually not write music that is exactly like that? And listening to it, I'm like, I think that, you know, it sunk in whether I wanted it to or not. So I hear it that way, but yeah.
Two last questions, one really short. What was it like the first time you heard the performers play it? What was that like for you? I mean, again, you know, not coming at the guitar as, you know, again, sort of like as a native player. But what was that like for you then, you know, hearing that, you know, particularly for an instrument you haven't heard before?
Exciting, and it was a little scary at first. Specifically because I really didn't know what, like, even just what the sounds were going to sound like. Especially for the first half, I mapped out like different like striking patterns on the guitar, but I actually tried to like record that myself, like blip by blip into a program and then play that back.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just taking so much time, I was like, it's not worth it. So I just had an idea of what the rhythm should sound like, and I was like, well, I'll just write it and see what it sounds like later. So I think I was more apprehensive to hear what this would sound like and if it was even going to sound good, if it worked, the first time, and I was really pleased with it. I think they have done a really good job with it.
Simple question. Is it in one continuous movement?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then lastly, is there anything in particular that you want us to be listening for and the audience to pay attention to, or just let it happen?
Mostly just let it happen. I think that basic idea of there being an underlying pattern that's then messed with as the piece progresses is pretty much all that is important in terms of just experiencing it. Other than that, it's just music.
Great. One last thing. I'm just going to make the announcement before we start shifting the stage around. This will be Old Habits, Similar Patterns by Elizabeth Nonnemaker for two guitars, and performers are Jeremy Luddy and Meng Sue.